Life Audio.
In a world filled with lies and deception, we are so blessed to have access to the infallible, unchanging Word of God. His Word gives us accurate and true guidance that doesn't change or leave us in a bad place like the counsel we hear from other sources often does. Before we read the truth found in today's passage, let's pause for a quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Then we'll dig into the scriptures together. You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 45, which says, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust." There are people in this world that are difficult to love. People that may have hurt you, people that have betrayed you, people that have intentionally sought to malign your character or have opposed you when you were doing what was right. The easiest way to respond to such people is to become bitter and spiteful toward them while fostering feelings of hatred in your heart. But Christ hasn't called his family to take the easy route. He's empowered us to love others, even those who show by their actions that they do not love us. Why does Jesus call us to do this? Well, it's the very thing he did for us when he came to this earth. We didn't love Jesus. We were not looking for him. But he loved us and rescued us anyway. Now he calls us to model his heart and his life to those he allows us to interact with. This can't be done in our own strength, but Christ's strength can help us to love even the most unlovable people in our lives. Let's pray. Lord, we're grateful for your word, and we're thankful that you've given us the privilege to just think about a portion of scripture today that you've allowed us to reflect on. We're grateful for what you communicated in Matthew chapter 5, as you've taught us to love those who set themselves against us as enemies, and to pray for them, and to lift them up before you, and ask for your hand of guidance and wisdom and blessing to be upon them. Lord, we know that that is not an easy thing for us to do. We recognize that there are people in this world that have made themselves very difficult for us to love. There are people that have hurt us. There are people that have betrayed us or maligned us or just done things that we have found so deeply and personally offensive that it seems almost impossible to love them back. But Lord, you call us to do impossible things. You call us to love people that have made themselves so unlovable and so offensive to us. And Lord, even as we pray to you, I believe you're bringing some of those faces to our minds, some of those names, some of those people that we've dealt with in the past. But Lord, we just want to lift them up before you. We pray that we would show them Christ-centered love. And we pray that we would do this all in recognition of the fact that you have shown us love through your Son, Jesus Christ, even when we were not seeking you, even when we had no desire for you in our lives. You have blessed us in ways that we weren't even perceiving that we needed. So we're grateful that you've done that for us. We're grateful for a portion of scripture like this that we've had the privilege to read together today that encourages us to do likewise, to love those who don't love us back. We know, Lord, that in doing so, we're giving others a glimpse and a foretaste of the truth of your gospel and the power of your heart. So we pray that this would be something that we would rely on you to empower us to do, and that we would consider it a privilege to love the unlovable today. We're grateful for all your blessings, and we thank you for this reminder from your word today. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.